Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to another episode of Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host as always, Danny Gold, and with me is Cleo Doherty, as usual. How's it going, Cleo?
Good. I have been thrilled about this incredibly nice weather all weekend. So it was always a fun time. And yeah, I'm
Literally.
good. How are you?
You know, it's so crazy, like, speaking of the weather, like, it was literally, like, 1 degree the other day.
It's insane.
And then now it's been, what, like 14 through 20 the past week? It's insane. Like, there was snow on the ground. And I was so upset, but accepting that winter has come. And that I can't say winter is coming without thinking about the dumpster fire of Game of Thrones. But, you know, we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it together. And that's just the way it goes, you know? But it makes me really kind of look at climate change being real, right? You know, because there's no way this isn't because of it, right?
Absolutely. It's like so warm in the middle of freaking November. There's no way.
Yeah, like it's just, I remember people use, when I moved here like 6 5 years ago, people were saying like, oh yeah, you know, the snow comes in November, or it usually comes around Halloween. And I remember like my first year I was here, it snowed on Halloween, and then like every year after, the snow didn't come till like December. It was crazy.
Yeah, even Halifax was getting like a ton of snow, and I would like, when it snowed here, I was like looking for freaking eggnog on the shelves. I was like, all right, let's go. Like, it's winter time, here we are. But then it just immediately got like beautiful and sunny.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I'm not complaining too much.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you know, I'm not, yeah, like, at least, you know, the weather, say what you will about the weather here, and it can be, you know, really bad, but it is really pretty. You know, it is a pretty season here in Montreal.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so we got some, I've got an exciting topic that I'll introduce to you later. I know I've been teasing his name to you all week, but Joseph Dombé. But more on that later. First, we're going to start you off with a little bit of CanCon and a new double whammy, a new song at that. By a band called Pup. They're from Toronto, punk band. I know some of you listening have probably heard of them. And the song is called Nothing Changes. So we'll hear that coming up, and then followed by, you had a song from Toulouse, Cleo?
Yeah, they're called Toulouse. They are originally, I believe, two sisters who were backup singers from Montreal or somewhere in Quebec. And it's like a, it is a disco jam. I love it so much. I think it's such a great song. And I found it from that show we were talking about, Letterkenny, which was
yeah.
Funny. Yeah, so that's that one afterwards.
No, that's awesome. I can't wait. Well, all right, here we go. We got Pup, Nothing Changes by Pup, and It Always Happens This Way by Toulouse. And don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to 1690 AM CGLO here for Working Title. We got an exciting episode tuned in for you guys later.
Yeah. again. I just need a quiet lull, some books and alcohol to get me through the night, then I'll begin again.
Everyone, welcome back. We just heard from Pup and Toulouse. We're now gonna dive into actually our main topic for today. Cleo, I'm so excited to finally get to talk to you about this. And so I have a question. Have you ever asked yourself? Okay, you probably have before, right? But what's one thing? Actually, no. Here, I'll see. What's one thing about America to you that has always been strange? Like, you've never understood it. It's always been against, the rest of the world does this, but America doesn't, and I don't get it.
I don't know. Are you looking for something specific?
Well, yeah, I'm looking for something specific, but I want to see if you had anything you were going to say.
I mean, not off the top of my head, like nothing incredibly specific I can think about.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole gun thing is kind of crazy.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
No offense.
Yeah, no, take it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they have different like foods there and stuff like
Yeah.
that, like which is always intriguing and I'm kind of jealous of sometimes. Like Cornell
American
burger looks really
portions. I
intriguing.
definitely miss American portions. I miss paying $6 for food and having three meals.
Yeah, but that's really it. Nothing too deep.
Okay. No, I love it because I'm so excited to now reveal. Have you ever asked yourself, why the hell does the American people not use the metric system like the rest of the world?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And
100%.
so let me bring you on a little story about how Joseph Dombey, a man whose name that you probably don't know or never heard of until I started talking about him, is a total butterfly effect reason why America is stuck with the imperial system and not the metric system.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna, I think, before I get really into that, I think we're gonna go into a quick ad break. And then when we come back from the ad, I'm gonna dive into the history of Joseph Dombey. But yeah, Cleo, it's a pretty interesting story. You know, it involves Thomas Jefferson trying to really get America to standardize itself, and a series of unfortunate events that have led to America being stubborn and sticking to the system that they've used for hundreds of years.
Wow, okay.
Yep. All right, and so do not touch that dial. You're listening to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. We're going to hit you with a quick little ad break, and we'll be back to talk about Joseph Dombey.